Welcome to Women Making History. Each week, we meet interesting and inspirational women who dared to make history. I'm Jennifer Mae Anderson. This week's history-making woman was considered one of the greatest comedians of her generation. She was the first woman to be featured on the cover of Time magazine and was, at one time, the highest-paid movie star in Hollywood. Marie Dressler was born Layla Korber in Canada, in Cobourg, Ontario, on November 9, 1868. Her father was a music teacher, and her mother enjoyed putting on dramatic performances for community audiences, and often her daughter would play a role. Because of her father's work, Marie's family spent a lot of time traveling throughout Ontario, as well as the United States. She often used her play-acting skills to make friends as they moved from town to town. A woman who knew Marie as a girl and a playmate said Layla was always the ringleader. She usually wrote, directed, and starred in the productions, and because she was so much fun, we were always glad to let her. At the tender age of 14, Marie started her professional acting career. She wrote to the Nevada Traveling Stock Company and informed them she was 18 and an accomplished actress. They hired her sight unseen and without an audition. Marie herself later called the Nevada Company a cheap dramatic company, but added that it was a wonderful education for her. She later recalled her time at the company by saying, "The type of theatrical company which would engage a 14-year-old girl for a leading lady seems to have vanished from the face of the earth. In those days, there were hundreds of companies composed of broken old professionals who had come down the ladder and eager amateurs on the way up. Nevada's collection ran the scale from has-beens to would-bes." Marie eventually made her way to Broadway. When she wasn't hired for a stage role, she would appear at nightclubs where she would sing two songs a night for $10. Marie felt her physique held her back from being a leading lady on the musical stage in spite of her excellent singing voice. She said, "I was handicapped in spite of a lovely voice. I knew I belonged in the theater, but I didn't know where. I was too homely for a prima donna." Fortunately for Marie, there was one playwright and director, Maurice Barrymore, who knew exactly where her talents lay. He believed that comedy would be her claim to fame. He soon cast her in her first Broadway role in May 1892 in the production of The Robber of the Rhine. That show wasn't a success and soon closed, but Marie's performance was seen by a leading Broadway producer who cast her in her breakout role in Princess Nicotine. That show had a long, successful run on Broadway before touring all over the United States, making Marie well-known across the country. Marie continued to have a successful career in comedy and vaudeville, even playing a 30-week run at the Palace Theatre in London, England. Her greatest Broadway success was her role as Tilly Blobs in Tilly's Nightmare. She played the prima donna role in a comic opera and was able to create an empathetic character while also getting lots of laughs for her broad and risque comedy. This was her star-making role that led her into silent films. Her first film role was based on her Broadway success and called Tilly's Punctured Romance. Canadian and creator of the Keystone Cops, Mack Sennett, believed that Marie's comedic skills would shine on the silver screen. Her film success continued even as the medium changed to talkies. She shone alongside such early Hollywood stars as Rudy Vallee and Greta Garbo. Between 1927 and 1933, she was in 22 films. In 1933, she starred in three films, Dinner at Eight, Christopher Bean, and Tugboat Annie, that are still considered classics today. She died the next year on July 28, 1934. The house where Marie Dressler was born is now home to the Canadian Women in Film Museum in Cobourg, Ontario, Canada. The museum honors the many contributions women have made in the film industry. In the 1920s and 1930s, women ruled Hollywood. The largest salaries were earned by women actors, and between 1922 and 1925, half of all films were written by women. Canadian-born Marie Dressler was a success on the Broadway stage, earned a Best Actress Oscar, and was the top-grossing actor in Hollywood in both 1932 and 1933. And that makes her a woman who made history. Thanks for listening. To meet more fascinating women who made history, listen each week at this time on Alternative Radio 91X or visit womenmakinghistory.ca.